Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, Allie LaForce is going to join us at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know, we haven't heard from Gilbert in a while. I wonder if Gilbert's around. Wonder what Gilbert's been doing.
Wonder if Gilbert, you know what, do you think Gilbert will call anytime soon?
I don't know. I wonder if Gilbert will give a call.
What do you think Gilbert thinks of this Astros team right now, the way they're playing the
world? I don't know.
I'd give anything to hear what Gilbert...
If only Gilbert was here.
If only Gilbert were here to tell us what he thinks about the Royals.
Hello?
Gilbert's here!
Gilbert is here!
What's going on, Gilbert?
I feel good anyway.
What's the matter?
No, it does not.
My blood sugar.
You what?
My blood sugar is pretty high anyway.
Your blood sugar?
325, that's too high.
Well, are you? Do you have medicine you can take?
Yeah, Gilbert, what about your shots? Aren't
Gilbert,
you taking
you do
your
not
shots?
Sound good.
Yeah, I got the shot, but I got the diarrhea and all that stuff.
Oh, okay. Me too. Okay, I had that yesterday, too.
Hey, Lance, are you going to the game Sunday?
Am I going to the game?
Yeah.
No. I'm supposed to do something.
What about you, John? Are you going?
What game?
The Texas game.
Oh, they play Saturday.
Yeah, are you going?
No, I'm not going. Are you going?
No, are you?
No, I just, no.
How about Dale? Dale going anyway?
Dale, you going?
Dale, you going?
Yeah.
No, I would never go to a baseball game.
Dell's
it's
not going.
It's a football game. It's the Texans.
It's a football game. I mean, the Texans.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know, Gilbert, that they moved Dell off of our show?
Dell's not here anymore.
Aaron from The Blitz, used to be a producer with The Blitz. He's now our producer, and they moved Dell.
So, Dell.
Do you have any parting shots for Dell? You know, Dell's not here anymore now. Well, he's not on our show.
No, he died.
Well, I did anyway. So,
well,
did you like Dell?
Are you surprised that the Texans are 2-0? Are you surprised about that?
Well, a little bit, yeah. Aren't you surprised? What do you think?
I'm surprised anyway. Just preseason, you know.
Yeah. Dell has moved. He's on the show after ours. And Charlie, that's Charlie's show. He wants you to call that show. Dell and Charlie want you to call.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, starts at 10 o'clock.
So anyway, all right, then. Well, have a good day, then. Keep those egg rolls frying. Bye-bye.
Those egg rolls frying, Gilbert.
Why? Gilbert is just...
Well, he didn't sound good.
Well, no, he's got his high sugar. It's high sugar.
Yeah, I think he's right. I think he better
do something. He should eat a waffle or something with a lot of syrup on it. It's today's National Waffle Day.
What do you do? Are you supposed to... Have you know Godfather 3 confused me. So what are you supposed to do when he was Al Pacino started kind of falling apart and they had to get him some candy and some orange juice or something? So you're supposed to have sugar?
Yeah, I don't
reduce sugar.
Yeah, I've never understood that whole thing. I don't know. Yeah, because no, when your sugar is low, then
well,
there's you got
high blood sugar, low blood sugar.
Yeah,
guess,
then you got to chew on the candy bar. You got to eat. Yeah. Orange everything. Yeah.
I should ask Gilbert.
Yeah, I think his was high. It was 3.5 or something.
Yeah, so we'll back
up. I'm not sure that... I think it goes in 100, so I don't think he was...
I thought he said 225.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah, it's probably really high.
That's kind of high then, yeah. Yeah, I think in the 100s is where your sugar is supposed to be. But I don't know. Maybe... Oh God, I hope Gilbert doesn't start losing some toes. Goodness gracious, Gilbert. Take care of
him. Oh, they're going to be fine.
Oh man. Why are you sending me a rhinoceros dumping... Okay, that is not what the colonoscopy is all about. High fructose Gilbert is just depressing AF. He kind of is.
Yeah.
Gilbert wasn't fun at all today. I mean,
hey, gentlemen, I'm not doing so good. Blood pressure. You going to the game? You going to the game? And what else did he say?
That's it. That's all.
What about you, Dell? You going to the game?
Keep those egg roll frying.
Are you surprised they're 2-0?
Yeah, that was it.
It's a sports call. You know, we're doing more sports now, John, and Gilbert is in on that, too.
I know.
Gilbert's not going to play into your foolishness when it's football season.
I know, and the people love it, too. Art is really happy about how much sports we're talking lately. So
I don't feel like it's any different than any other time. Do you?
No, I really don't.
I hear people complain, like, it seems like there's a lot of sports. We always talk about
football
around football season, baseball. I don't think, have you not heard some of our conversations today? This doesn't sound like regular John and Lance.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it does.
I love when football season comes. I just am sad that our team is not going to be. I mean, we've had 10-win seasons, 11-win seasons recently. It's just not going to be. It's going to be gearing up for the draft, honestly. That's what it's going to be. Same as Rockets. Rockets, there's nothing really to look forward to other than who was going to pop and maybe be Rockets of the future, and then finally, what would a draft look like? That's what we're excited about.
Yep.
With Texans, it's going to be, hey, you get first-round pick again. What do you know? Forgot what these look like.
So, which rookie's going to be the best this year? Is it going to be Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson? And we'll keep Trey Lance out of it because we don't know when he's going to play. Or Justin Fields?
Well, I mean, I think
Justin Fields will play sooner rather than later.
Trevor Lawrence is my pick for rookie of the year, but if Justin Fields gets in there by week four, he's got a chance to win that award.
Did you agree? Now, Tony Romo was doing the game, and his hyperbole about Zach Wilson was, you know, he's got unbelievable.
He's got rare stuff. Yeah. These rare qualities. I'm like, is that Spencer Tillman?
He was a little.
Spencer,
there was a bit of.
Spencer said it's one of the great off seasons general manager
it was the
has
greatest
had.
In a decade.
Is the greatest in a decade or more?
Or more
for Nick Caserio. I thought, okay, that feels like a little much. And then I read Tony Romo, where he said this kid is just rare. This is some rare stuff that he's got. Okay, now you know that his favorite player is Brett Favre, not Brett Favre. I'm sorry, his favorite player is Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
James Morgan, the backup quarterback, whose favorite player was Aaron Rodgers. Sons of Aaron Rodgers, the Aaron Rodgers stands are now coming into the league as quarterback, as he came in the league in 2005. So that was 16 years ago. These guys now have been watching them for a while.
That's through high school and college. That's through grammar school.
Everything.
Yeah.
So now when you watch Aaron Rodgers, I mean, when you watch these guys, you're going to see it. So he kind of looks like he does give off a Johnny Manziel meets Aaron Rodgers vibe. Zach Wilson, he had a good game, 129 yards passing, 2 touchdowns this weekend. I think the Jets are quietly rebuilding themselves a little bit, so I wouldn't sleep on them completely. But my guess is it'll go Trevor Lawrence, followed by Justin Fields, followed by...
Yeah, Zach Wilson's still going to struggle a little bit. He's still going to struggle. I mean, I know it was a preseason game, and he looked unbelievable. He was 9 of 11, so he's a rare talent.
But they added Corey Davis, and they drafted Elijah Moore. They drafted Michael Carter. Like, they are better over there. They do have some better weapons. He's got it a lot better than Sam Darnold ever had it. Sam Darnold had it terrible.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson steps into a situation where it's a little better.
Yeah, I think Justin Fields has a chance to be the best because the Bears could be a pretty good football team. And if Justin Fields makes some plays, he's more athletic. I think they're going to win more games than the Jags will. I'm going to pick Justin Fields as the rookie of the year. I think that he's got a chance to really shine. And there's going to be a lot of spotlight in him in a bigger, much bigger market than Jacksonville. And, you know, and they're going to do more than Jacksonville will. So I'm going to go with Justin Fields as the rookie of the year. And everybody that passed on him is going to regret it.
Oh, don't worry. Well, I think we'll hear about it on ESPN.
Pretty sure.
And Twitter. I think we're going to hear a lot about Justin. If you're worried about getting some Justin Field takes in, I wouldn't worry too long.
No, we're going to see.
I think we're going to get some.
We're going to see plenty.
I think we're going to hear a lot about Justin Fields.
Yeah, we're going to see plenty of them. 9-11 on ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Allie LaForce is joining us at the bottom of the hour right here on the show. In the meantime, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. On the other side, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776.
G'day, mates. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston Sabercats. When I'm not playing rugby, I'm listening to John and Lance on the bench. Go Sabercats.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
915, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The progressive rock bands Coheed and Cambria and The Used are making their way to Houston for their 2021 live tour. Let's give away a pair of tickets. 713-780-3776. 920 exactly. A pair of tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria and The Used with special guest Meet Me at the Altar on Sunday, September 5th at Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So caller number, what did I say? Caller number 5?
You never said it.
I did. Caller number 5 at 925 exactly. We will give away those tickets to you. If you would like to see Coheed, what's your favorite Coheed and Cambria song?
This Glorious Day.
This Glorious Day.
Yep.
And what about The Used?
Demented.
Demented?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like.
That's got a really heavy bass line. It's like a really
it
dark.
Does.
Yeah, it's kind of a dark song.
Okay.
All right. That'd be my favorite.
All right. I didn't know those two songs.
You have a dog, right? Yeah, well, I actually have two dogs. You don't have a dog. Splits, the one that my
wife. I don't
wife,
have a dog, no.
I have a dog. I have two, but one of my dogs, Splits, he's the one. Marathon Splits is his name. We got it because my wife ran a certain time, qualified for the Boston Marathon. Never in a million years thought she would improve her time by 17, 18 minutes. So I told the kids they could get a dog if she ran a certain time,
mm-hmm.
and then she ran it. And so I had to get a dog. So we got the dog, and yeah, he's a good dog. He's very jealous. He don't like anyone to get attention other than him and all this stuff. He's also kind of sneaky. He's a smaller dog. So yesterday I come home. One of the dog, the other dog, this other small dog gets put in a cage because we don't know what she'll do. Splits gets to stay out. He gets super excited when I get home. I come home and he runs over, but he's not as excited. And instead of jumping on my leg like he usually does, he tries to jump up on the, like on the, with his feet up on the, just the side of the couch, but he can't make it. I'm like, what the hell? And so I pick him up and it's like, oh my God, his stomach was enormous. He was like picking up a sack of rice. Like, what the hell? And I thought, when we switched his food, he's got a different food a week and a half ago. Did he eat something? Is this stomach? Is he having stomach issues? What's going on? I called my wife, said, hey, I think Split, something's wrong with him. His stomach is super big, and I think he's having some kind of allergic reaction. She goes, oh, my God. Look on the counter on the yellow plate. Is there 3 cheese quesadillas and 2 chicken breasts there? I'm like, nope. She left the chair out a little bit. He jumped into a chair, then had to have jumped about, it's only about 2 feet, jumped about 2 feet onto the counter. It's a small dog, but he found a way up on there and munched down 3 cheese quesadillas and 2 chicken breasts, fully cooked. And he was just like, ugh. He was like Eric Cartman. He could barely move. He's laying down. I took him outside to, you better dump this out. My wife was so pissed.
So she Splits. Made 3 quesadillas and 2 chicken breasts, and the dog ate
2
them.
Chicken breasts for
was
her.
Was that dinner?
Was dinner for him? Yeah.
No, that was
the quesadillas were for Alex's lunch today. So there's no lunch today. She had to start over, go to the grocery store to get more tortillas, and the chicken breast was for her today to have for what she likes to have. She makes them in advance. He crushed those too.
So
he crushed so much food. They put him on the scale, 15 pounds. He went from 12 to 15 pounds in one day.
See, that's like me. I lost 3 almost 60 pounds.
Well, you're the other way.
Yeah, the other way. I lost almost 60 pounds. Right, right.
You went the other way. And so he's just like, oh. his stomach. I thought he was going to be sick. That was one thing that happened. The other thing is,
how much did now does he go outside to poop? And
it took him about 20 minutes
to
he kept. I mean, he had so much cheese.
Cheese binds, you know.
He's like, I can't make it work. I'm like, well, you're going to stay out here until something happens because you're not going to rock that in my house. So then Alec is going through different colleges he wants to go to, right? And I told you he wants to go to, like, I think he's going to go to A&M.
Oh, that'll be so sweet.
It's really going over great with my wife, the Longhorn. But it's hard to get into Texas. So he's going to try those two schools. She said, what other schools? What are you doing? Like, we're on. I'm like, what are you even doing, Alec? What are the other schools? He goes, LSU, Clemson. Like, you're just saying this because these are teams that are in the playoffs. They're just.
He wants to go watch football.
Said, here's what he said. LSU, Clemson, Georgia. So what is it? I said, what? Alec is the least LSU person I've ever met. I said, what is it about LSU? I like Louisiana. I said, do you like Louisiana?
Yeah, he does.
What is it about Baton Rouge? You're like, we drove through it one time.
Really? Yeah.
So you think you'd fit in at LSU? He's not a drinker at all. 0%.
Oh, he like, can be. We can
no,
help him
he
on that.
He can't have anything but cheese quesadillas. He doesn't like the taste of anything.
No. Oh,
he literally doesn't like taste.
That's the wrong place for him then. It is.
It's the wrong place for him. Why Clemson? Oh, I got a couple of national championships. Like, that's terrible. You know what else is on his list? Miami. Like, I said, do you even know? And this is why I bring this up. I don't think a lot of people know this. This is a little known fact about Miami. My wife didn't know it. You'll know this.
Criminals?
No, you'll know this. Oh, this will be a surprise to most of the listening audience. Miami University is a small private school.
Yeah, it's really small.
It's not a big state school like a lot of people think. It's not big. It's very small. It's super expensive. Room and board and tuition is $70,000 a year.
Yeah.
And it's a private school.
Yeah.
But I don't think a lot of people, everyone, because you don't get that vibe. That doesn't feel like private. Does that feel like Stanford when you watch them on a field?
No. No,
it doesn't have a Stanford-y feel. Does it have a Rice feel?
No, it doesn't have a Rice
feel. Does it have a Duke feel?
But, Rice, I think our smallest Division I schools, I think it's Rice, and Miami is in the top five of smallest
Miami's
Division I schools.
Very small
private
school. And a lot of people don't know that because it doesn't have the feel of a private school.
Right.
Not when you look at the background.
So what's the matter with $70,000 a year for college?
Forget that.
Huh?
You can forget that, too. His grades are pretty good. His scores are pretty good, but they need to be a lot higher.
Yeah. I mean,
he ain't going there.
Yeah. So no. Oh, it's TCU?
Yeah.
Boston College, Miami, Tulane.
Oh, the smallest?
Well, that's what this says, but I think Rice has got to be up there.
Rice feels pretty small.
Rice is 3708. It's down there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Miami's right there. But there's nothing wrong. Oh, it's got 10,000 students, though. It's three times the size of Rice. Almost, well, a little less than 3,000.
What is?
Miami. It's still got 10,000 students.
Yeah, but that's not a big school.
No, and TCU's 95. Wake Forest is the smallest, 47-75. Then Duke, Vanderbilt,
Wake
Notre
Forest,
Dame.
Is that small?
No. These aren't.
What
in
are you
order.
Reading? This isn't true.
Tulsa's.
You're reading total yardage or something.
No, no, enrollment. Yardage. Enrollment. Tulsa's number one. Rice is number two.
For smallest.
Smallest.
Okay.
Right. Wake Forest is down there. Air Force is down there. Navy, Army.
Well,
yeah, they don't count.
Army, Navy.
Yeah, they don't count.
Air Force, they're gonna be a little bit smaller.
Notre Dame's only 83-71.
Yeah. Miami's kind of like SMU, right? Would it be like that private school?
SMU is 7,000. It's small. Yeah. It's smaller than Miami.
Yeah. So imagine SMU being like Miami in this state.
Yeah.
It'll be a little strange.
Well, send Alec there. Well, that's only about 60,000.
Baylor had kind of a Miami type of vibe for a while.
Well,
so, I don't know.
Yeah, with their players and
now,
their arrests.
Alec's not going to Miami. He's not going. He's probably not going out of state. Let's just be real.
Well, how about SMU? I mean, that's really expensive. No. That's going to be great. We'll talk him into it.
No, I didn't eat the quesadillas. Okay, I didn't blame it on the dog. That's not my jam right now. I've been there before.
Yeah.
If something's just sitting there, and I'm like, well.
No, Lance comes in here now just eating, drinking bone broth all day.
Not all day, but yeah. I dabbled. You did yesterday. You got to see what that life was like.
That's terrible.
It's not
Why
a great
do you
life.
Drink bone broth? That's it's the one, worst tasting.
It's one meal. I got a bunch of proteins and do it for breakfast. I don't care about breakfast
that was
anymore.
Awful.
Although I do like when people say, how can you guys have, you guys want barbecue in at 9 o'clock? No, we want it in at 8 o'clock. How can you eat burritos? No, Freebirds would have brought us our food. We could have eaten it at 8 o'clock. When Mike Armstrong used to run Trulux, we would have steak and stone crab came in at like 7:30 with a piece of chocolate cake. Perfect. That's breakfast. Why does breakfast have to be eggs? It can be steak.
Yeah. No, steak and eggs.
Lunch doesn't have to start at 11. Lunch can start at 10 also. We need to break down all these barriers. These are ridiculous. Ridiculous constraints.
Yeah. No. We don't need those.
Oh, lunch doesn't start until 11. For what? For who? 11? Why do we make 11? Why do we decide 11's the start?
Yeah, why is 10:30 when McDonald's goes to burgers? No, you could always go to McDonald's and get your burgers at 10:30.
This is not me. Everyone keeps thinking this is me, and I blame this on the dog. This is not me. I didn't do it. I didn't blame the dog. The dog did it.
Sure you did. Did the dog fart, too?
Yesterday he did. What do you think?
Yeah, No.
He had two chicken breasts and a 3 cheese quesadillas. I'm just worried more about the farting is not what I'm worried about.
Allie LaForce is going to join us on the other side. Awfully important issue that she will face. And we'll ask her about, she covers the NBA on the sidelines for TNT. And she also is married to Joe Smith. And we'll talk about, what it's like. What's it like for, getting traded, especially as far as he got traded. 926 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk right now about Champion Energy. And you, my friends, can gain from what Champion Energy offers is the lower rates. And that's all electricity is the same. You're like, this electricity, it's not like I've got the, you've got like Mercedes-Benz quality. I got Volkswagen quality electricity. It's all the same. Okay, so why are these other companies being as greedy as they are, charging as much as they do with all kinds of fees that you're like, what is that? That is ridiculous. A fee to turn on your electricity every day. No, it's turned on. Stop with the fees. So at Champion Energy, everybody's got some fees that they got to take care of, but Champion just has less. And the bottom line is the bottom line. You're going to spend less at Champion Energy. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun. Get low when the whistle goes. Sports. ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 9:30 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Aaron, and joining us right now, Allie LaForce. She is NBA reporter and host for TNT. You can follow her on Twitter at ALAForce, at ALAForce. And she's here with us right now to talk about a few things. Allie, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We appreciate you being with us. Now, anybody that doesn't know, you're married to Joe Smith, and Joe Smith was here, and Joe Smith, I was just wondering, the life of Major League life, being traded, signing with different teams, and in the middle of it, you didn't expect, I don't know how much you expected it, but how startling is it for the family, and how how disruptive is it to be, now he's thousands of miles away playing in Seattle?
It's a really, really wild experience. So it's happened to us 3 times. One has been, well, I would say 2 have been very celebratory, and this last one was just a whole different feeling. But the first time we ever got traded, Joe had played in the big leagues for close to 10 years, and he had never gotten the opportunity to win a playoff game. And so it's funny, being married to an athlete is gives you perspective for a lot of different reasons, but one of them is, you see how hard it is to win and to get to the, championship level or the World Series, whatever sport you're in, how rare it is and how hard it is. And so it had been 9 or 10 years, and we were with the Angels, and the trade deadline was coming up, and we already knew the Angels were not going to the postseason at that point. And, it's really hard in July when your team is not going to the playoffs. Like, when can you imagine playing a competitive sport where the game literally doesn't matter? I mean, it matters for that game, right?
Right.
But you already know you're out of the mix. So we just kind of show up to work every day thinking, oh, this isn't going to mean anything for the postseason, which is kind of just mentally weird. So anyways, it was a couple minutes before the trade deadline ended, and my phone starts ringing at the house, and I thought, what in the world? And I was watching all the breaking news on television, and nobody was mentioning Joe Smith. So I answer it, and they say, hi, is this Allie? Actually, they said, hi, is this Joe Smith's wife? And I said, yes. And they go, you know how we can get a hold of them? This is the Chicago Cubs calling. And I just, I didn't know whether to scream or act professional, and I just said, thank you so much. And they were like, so can we talk to your husband? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. He's at the field. So then I get a call from another number, and it's Joe calling me from the field. Apparently, right before the trade deadline, his phone just started going crazy. It was like flashing all these different colors, and he couldn't get to the dial pad, and he couldn't accept phone calls, even though he could see that someone was calling him. So he gets back to the house, and he's using my phone all day to talk to the GM of the Cubs. And this, I don't know, this was close to 2 o'clock, and they said, okay, great, well, we'll see you tonight. And Joe said, what do you mean? And they said, well, we booked you on a 4 o'clock flight out of Orange County. Can you make it? And so I said, I'm going. So we dropped our dog off at the woman who used to watch our dog for us out in California when we travel a lot for work, because I work full-time too, right? So we leave a lot. So she goes, I'll take the dog. Just go have fun. And so we got him on that 4 o'clock flight all the way to Chicago. And he went to the team that night, and we never went back to that California house.
Wow.
It got packed up in boxes. They shipped it to our families in Ohio, and we sold that house. And normally you have rentals. So in this specific situation, Seattle called, and we were in Seattle playing against them for Houston. And so Joe just literally walked across the clubhouse, switched jerseys, and then that same day, a few hours later, pitched against Houston, the team that, you know, he's been with for the last 4 years. So that was really strange. But then I thought, okay, well, we live in Seattle now. Not really, because the next day, the next morning, Seattle went on a 12-day road trip to Dallas, then Tampa, then New York. So it's just funny because as a family, if you're in Seattle, you don't have a hotel there, and then we don't live in Houston anymore. So you, I guess you either go home to where your family is in your normal house, or you just follow your husband around. It's a lost, hilarious identity, lots of emotions. Sometimes it's exciting, sometimes it's sad, but everybody goes through it. It's just, until you live it, you really don't understand how insane it is.
Gotta be crazy. Allie LaForce is with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you're promoting, we got to want to do this because it's awfully important, the Help Cure HD Gala. It'll be held on August 25th, 2020. Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at Minute Maid Park, and with a special musical performance by David Nail. And tell us a little bit about Huntington's disease and why this is important to you.
Thank you. Yes. So Joe's mother, Lee, is the sweetest soul, and she passed away August 6th, so just about 1 year ago this month. And bless her heart, she was such an angel, and she's dealing with the devil's disease. It's called Huntington's disease. If anyone in their family has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, they can relate, because it's actually a combination of the both. So you lose your ability to have motor skills, do common things every day like drive and cook, and you also lose your memory at the same time. And it happens pretty rapidly in most cases. She was diagnosed in her late 40s, and she passed away at 62 in a full-time care facility. So my husband, Joe, has a 50% chance of inheriting it. Every child does. And so when we went to have kids, it was something we really thought about. Like, gosh, we want to get him tested. We want to pass it down or not pass it down. And so we were told that we could go through the in vitro fertilization process, or IVF, which so many women go through for infertility. And we could create embryos, you know, with our own sperm and own eggs, just like people do in IVF, and that you can test the embryos for Huntington's disease. And if you use the ones that do not have it, it will never be in your family line ever again. Your children won't have it. Their children won't have it. It's done. So through IVF, we can eradicate this disease forever. So we went to do IVF and we cashed out and they said, you know, that'll be $21,000 total. And we swiped our credit card, but we were devastated. We were crying. We truly couldn't believe that you can eradicate a disease from your family forever, a deadly one, but that most people cannot afford it. And we thought about all of our friends, people in our family that wouldn't be able to just walk into a doctor's office and write a check for $20,000. So if you're at risk for Huntington's disease and you want to have children and end this disease forever, but you can't afford it, we put you through the in vitro fertilization process. And it's something we're so excited about. We've been able to see babies now born from families who, you know, their baby comes out and they get to look it in the eye and know this baby is going to be healthy and never have to deal with this deadly, awful disease ever again. And so our Houston fundraisers are our primary fundraisers for this, which has been outstanding because the Houston Cougars rock. So all the Houston Astro players, not all, a lot of the Houston Astro players who have become our family and friends are going to be there supporting. And then David Nail, if y'all like country, look him up because at first I didn't recognize how many great hits that he had and I had to look him up when he offered to come out to our event. He is a big, huge, big-time country singer out of Nashville, and he's coming in with his wife because they've been through IVF themselves. But they're going to play a really amazing intimate concert for us, and we actually sold out of individual tickets for tomorrow night, but we reopened individual tickets, and we were able to add a couple tables. So there are a few left on healthcarehc.org, and we would love to have you there because it supports a great cause. You can mingle with athletes. We'll have some really amazing sports experiences in the auction and then hear a country concert and do a dinner too. So we'd love to have anybody in the Houston community that's free tomorrow night, like 6:30 or 7 to 10. And there's a few individual tickets left. So healthcarehc.org.
Stephen, Devin Danham from Culture Map wrote a great article about what Joe is going through. And Joe's at risk for Huntington's disease, which is scary in reading this article. Because it's his mother and grandmother who have had the disease. So he's at risk there. What you've gone through and what's, you know, and how you've been affected. Really good article here, but it's also got a lot of great information about the gala and how to get involved with the gala. So you can also read up on everything that we've been talking about. And he goes into more detail here in this article at Culture Map. So you can go to culturemap.com. Just go to Houston Culture Map and you can read up on that. That's great. And that's great that you're still doing this here in the city of Houston. How did you like being in Houston? You know, I've been a big fan of your work since I saw you first when you joined SEC, I guess was the first time. And I thought you I've always wanted to tell you this. I thought you asked really great questions. You were one of the first people I saw where you didn't seem intimidated by Nick Saban. I'm sure that may not have been the case. But it always felt like you had some great questions and you looked extremely comfortable from day one back in about 14 when you joined. Like, what was that process like interviewing a guy like Nick Saban coming off the field at halftime?
Oh, you are awesome. Thank you so much. I was in local TV in Cleveland and then I joined SEC Sports Network as a daily co-host for a television show. It was an hour every night. We talked sports. I loved it. But basketball was my passion because I played basketball in college. And so they let me cover March Madness, and I was in the booth doing some color commentating for women's games and then eventually men's games and did a lot of sidelines for hoops. But then when Tracy Wolfson went to the NFL, they needed a new SEC on CBS sideline college football reporter. And so they started asking me if I felt comfortable, and it was really natural for me. My dad played college football and won a national championship in Ohio at Wittenberg, a small school. And my brother played at Mount Union College and won 3 rings at Mount Union. And we went to all the games growing up, and football was a huge part of our life. So football was really fun for me and a natural transition. When it comes to Nick Saban, what's cool is the day before the game, you get to sit down with the coaches in a really intimate meeting. And that's more intimidating for me because he is a guy that maximizes every single seconds of his time. Like, eats the same thing for lunch every day so he doesn't waste time thinking about what to eat. He sits down in his chair for the meetings and immediately the SAB has a cup of coffee sitting in a styrofoam cup right by his right hand. And his leg is always tapping and his hand is always tapping. And you are not allowed to waste his time, right? Like, you better have great questions and be educated or else we're all moving on and he has better things to do. So that meeting is intimidating for me. But when I'm on the air, I thrive and live in those positions where you are feeling the passion that the players and the coaches are feeling. And all I try to tell myself is, it's not about you, right? It's not about showing how much you know or having a long answer. It's about getting the best answer and showing the feeling and the emotion that the person you're interviewing is going through. So whether or not that's just saying, what happened? Or if it's digging into deep into the X's and O's that I learned the night before or the day before in our meeting, whatever it is, like what's right for the moment. And I'm empathetic, I think, because I played college sports and my husband's an athlete too, but at the time, I don't even think Joe and I were married at the time. But I understand the intense emotion they're going through. So I'm never going to be personally offended if they, you know, shoot off at me or go on a tangent in a question, because that moment in front of 80,000 people, you know, when the game's on the line and you're coaching job, especially in SEC football, when if you want to go to the national championship, you can't lose more than one game, right?
Nope.
I'm sympathetic to it. I understand it. I don't take anything personal. And I just can't wait to hear what they're going to say. Even if they yell at me, I just think it's so cool I get to be down there, you know?
It is.
That adds to the not being intimidated factor.
Absolutely. Well, you do a great job. He is absolutely right. Can't wait to see you. We won't see you much on Rocket. Well, we won't see you on any Rockets games because they suck.
Oh, well, maybe not for a year or two. But yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you again out there. I've seen you out there at Rockets games, and we won't be seeing you there for a while, though. Not until they get good again. Although I think they're on the right track. You like what they've done?
Yeah, I actually really do. I think you guys are headed in the great direction. It just, I mean, anytime a team loses superstars the way you did, it's going to take time. But I think if you build from within the foundation, make really smart strategic moves, even the ones that aren't sexy in the beginning, that's always the right way to go. And fans will just have to be patient. But I do like the direction they're heading yet.
Yep. Allie LaForce, give the website again.
HealthcareHD.org. Hopefully you guys can come.
Help.
I'm excited to see you.
CureHD.org. Allie, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thanks, Allie.
And we also need a car. Not only do we need to cure HD, but we need cars for kids.
A lot of stuff we're working on here. CarsForKids.org. You've heard the jingle for years and years. I'm not going to say it because it's going to get it stuck. It's an effective jingle. Well, you never forget that jingle when you hear it. But they partner with Cars for Kids. No, that's not how it is. You want it?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sleep tight when you're hearing that, when you're going out for your colonoscopy today, because it's going to be in the earworm is jumping in there. They work with Houston Can Academy. And so Can Academy will take your you know, they use this to help fund your car, truck, motorcycle, whether it's running or not. They use that to help fund what Houston Can Academy is doing, and they're giving kids a second chance at a diploma. It's a really great opportunity. You can look into that if you want to. Just know this: when you make that decision to get a hold of carsforkids.org, you are going to be writing off the car, not the kid. They're going to give you a tax write-off. They even give you a $50 gift certificate from Visa when you mention ESPN 97.5 on that phone call. So donate the car, not the kid, don't donate the kid right off the car and not the kid. Donate your vehicle, whether it's moving or not, to carsforkids.org.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
It's amazing. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Charlie's on the other side. He's joining us here. What's up, Charlie? Let me ask you this question. Where are you on Jake Meyers continuing to play even when Tucker gets back?
I don't think that will be the route. And he took an 0 for last night. Well, don't overreact to that, I guess. Don't overreact to 40 really good at-bats. I like him over McCormick. I think you're clearly better defensively off what we've seen from Meyers in center field. One of the rare guys who throws lefty, bats righty. Jason Lane, that was that way here.
And Chas McCormick.
Yeah.
And Carl Warwick.
Whoa, really pulling. Tucker needs to get back into the flow pretty quickly, though, right? I mean, they're in a couple of races. Thank goodness the A's are.
Well, there's still room for Myers when Tucker comes back.
Yeah, the best thing about this, and with Bregman too, is they'll have an actual bench. I mentioned yesterday, really, when you're getting to the playoffs, fifth inning, if I'm down 2-1, I'm hitting for Maldonado or Castro. If you have at least either McCormick or Myers and Aledmys Diaz. Because when they have their magnificent seven together, you're never pinch hitting for Altuve down through whoever's batting seventh.
Are we sure Bregman and Tucker are going to hit right away, though?
Certainly not. Tucker was having a very good season. Bregman, you hope, is Bregman. But it's fair to note the time that Aledmys Diaz has played this season, he's been better offensively than Bregman was before he popped the cap. But, I mean, look, the guy had two straight MVP-level seasons, 18-19. So it's not like we're going to have a... an Andy Dalton, Justin Fields position battle going.
So Charlie's going to explain how the Astros continue to lose to crap teams next, right here on ESPN.
And where Aledmys Diaz's reps come from.
Lance, an Alabama man thought he'd been shot by an intruder, but as it turns out, it was his wife's boyfriend secretly living in their house. Do you think that is now should be a murder charge or attempted murder charge?
So the boyfriend, hold on,
boyfriend is living in the house.
So the boyfriend is living in the house, unbeknownst to the husband, and the boyfriend shoots the husband because he thought the husband was the intruder.
No, he just wanted to shoot him. I think.
Oh, so that sounds like first degree attempted murder.
Right, that's what I think.
Yeah, it's potential. Yeah, I think he's going to end up in prison.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't know about this and where you stand on this. You're in traffic and you're stopped.
Okay.
And there's an electric billboard right there. If you knew how, would you hack and put porn on that billboard?
If I'm stopped?
In gridlock traffic.
Yeah, sure. Why not? If I knew how to hack it, yeah, why not?
A 24-year-old IT worker in Jakarta, Indonesia, decided he had a better idea for how to spend his time in traffic. So on an electronic billboard, he put porn up there. Do you wish you were stuck in traffic? Yeah.
That's not it, right?
That's not really it, but it was pretty good. Yeah,
yeah, it'd be better to be stuck in traffic. Unless my kids are in the car. It's
close your eyes, kids. Daddy's busy.
You're stuck in traffic.
Daddy's busy.
Daddy's busy? No. What?
Daddy's getting busy.
No.
A man, an Edmonton man, apparently he has been arrested. He has been arrested and charged with 6 counts of sexual assault with a weapon, unauthorized possession of a firearm, and unlawful possession of body armor. Here's what he did. He allegedly was groping women, cracking eggs on their heads, and wearing fake breasts. Have you ever thought about this is something that you might like to do?
Nope.
You never thought about that?
No.
Where does the pleasure in cracking eggs over women's head come in?
Well, so there's all kinds of weird fetishes that people have. That's one that I can't even begin to imagine, but that's probably, like, they've probably got a board on Reddit for it.
Yeah. That seems to me unbelievable. The UK is in a lot of trouble. Apparently, McDonald's has run out of milkshakes in England, Scotland, and Wales.
Are you going to make a milkshake when your ice cream machines never work?
No, they never work.
They don't work. So how are you going to make a milkshake?
But apparently, 1,250 outlets, the food chain is facing supply chain issues affecting the availability of shakes.
The chocolate shake?
Yeah.
Why can't I get a chocolate shake? Don't worry about it. We're going to descend the hell on this McDonald's if you don't have it.
Don't they have green shakes, too?
Yeah, probably. We have them here when McDonald's things work. What about when people make green beer? Do they make a big deal about that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they do that in Ireland. I don't think they do that. We do that here. Televangelist Jimmy Baker is complaining. Says God can't hear prayers through masks. Do you agree?
Do I have a mask in my pocket? I don't have a mask in my pocket. Nah, I feel like he can. I feel like if you just get... think you can do it through your head. I don't think you have to say it out loud.
You don't have to say it out loud? I'm pretty sure he's right.
Who said this?
Jim Baker.
That Jim Baker?
Yeah, that Jim Baker.
That Jim Baker's still around? He's not in
jail.
Jim
Baker that joined us on the Blitz at one point?
Jim Baker really? Was on the Blitz?
Yeah, he was.
Jim and Tammy Faye?
It was him and, who was he talking to? They had a big old religious and school and COVID debate and everything.
Trey?
No. Who did I was one of the other televangelists. I got to look it up.
Wait, but did he join the show?
Yeah.
I bet AJ made it very uncomfortable.
I bet he did. Apparently, there is a Bengali man, a thief. He swallowed a gold chain. Cops are making him eat bananas to recover the item. I thought bananas bind you.
They do.
Well, they want him to dump the gold chain to poop it, but they're making him eat bananas.
That's not the move.
That's not at all.
Magnesium citrate. It's a lock.
What you call boo-boo juice,
it's a lock. That thing's coming out.
Oh, yeah. No. Just drink what I drank last night.
Yeah.
And it's going to come out, and it's going to come out liquid gold.
No. I don't want to hear any of that.
I'm telling you.
Are you going to be able to make it tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard. It's not going to be rough on you.
No.
I hope they're gentle with you.
No, I hope they're gentle. I hope they don't use that really, really big wire.
All right, John, we got the camera. Like, no,
here's
that's
cable,
a,
John.
That's a,
here's,
no.
No, that's a sewer pipe. What are you doing?
No, that's one of those ropes that J.J. Watt works out with where he's doing his arms up and down.
No, don't use that one. Use the really skinny one.
We're going in. Give him the medicine.
I got a colonoscopy next. So y'all have a great day. I'll be sleeping. Bye.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.